Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the Columbia Township Library has received some funding to be able to offer more for its patrons, and there will also be a request for a millage issue to support further operations. The library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville received a Pilcrow Foundation Children's Book Project grant. The grant, which requires a match, will allow the library to buy $1,200 worth of children's books. That's not the only funding that the library received. They also received funding from the Tuscola County Community Foundation's Future Youth Involvement Grant. That founding grant allowed for the creation of the Maker Space area, which will be used for crafts. There will also be an area with sewing machines, circuits, and other craft items. Also, there will be one mill request for 7 years to fund the library's operations on the August ballot. If approved, the millage will generate about $144,000 the first year and cost a property owner of an $80,000 home roughly $40 for the first year. And another news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Canvassers determined that the Cass City School District's May 5th bond request actually passed by 2 votes in a tally of 630 yes votes to 628 no votes. The process to issue $10 million in general obligation bonds for 24 years can now begin. The money will be used for updates, improvements, and security upgrades to the electuary and the junior through senior high school. The delay to determine the election results was because of a couple of issues. There were several outstanding ballots that required resolution before the statutory deadline. Military and overseas voter empowerment ballots anticipated from Novesta Township were not received by the deadline, so they could not be considered by the Board of Canvassers, and there was one outstanding signature ballot in Elkland Township that was successfully rectified before the deadline. Also, the Elkland clerk discovered 8 absentee voter ballots that had been secured appropriately, but were inadvertently not delivered to the precinct for processing on Election Day. When that was discovered, County Clerk Jody Fetting notified the Michigan Bureau of Elections to ensure the ballots were handled properly and presented to the canvassers in accordance with election law and established procedures. Also, the absentee voter ballots were removed from the secure transfer container, and the board examined the envelopes to ensure they remained sealed and untampered, so they were verified. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Greg Alexander, dues-paying member of Abate Region 7 and one of your state representatives. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, it's worth remembering that freedom always comes with responsibility. And that includes the responsibility we share on Michigan roads. Every year, riders across our state are injured or killed simply because someone didn't take the extra second to look twice. As motorcycle season returns, I'm asking all drivers, put the distractions down, check your mirrors, look left, look right, and look left again. That simple habit saves lives. To my fellow riders, gear up, ride smart, and make yourself seen. We all want to get home safely. Abate has spent decades fighting for education, awareness, and the rights of Michigan motorcyclists. Safety isn't just our mission. It's a responsibility of every driver and every rider on the road. As we mark 250 years of American independence, let's honor that legacy by protecting one another. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Lapeer County Commissioners have approved accepting some grant funds, as well as making some purchases. Commissioners approved accepting and using the carryover of $13,492 from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Those funds will be used to purchase trailer vinyl wraps, 3 automated external defibrillators, and 1 portable generator. Commissioners approved accepting the Critical Incident Mapping Competitive Grant Program Partnership Agreement of $10,240 for those properties to be identified in the application to be submitted on May the 14th. Approval was given for Community Mental Health to proceed with the purchase of 7 AED units, one replacement battery, and one replacement pediatric pad at a cost not to exceed $11,000. Also, approval was given for the Building and Ground Parks Director and the Chief Animal Control Officer to spend $4,750 for a maintenance inspection on the animal control incinerator. And another news for today. The Huron County Election Commission is reviewing a recall petition filed against County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. The petition, submitted by Lily Drabuski, centers on Vaughn's vote last July approving a zoning ordinance amendment. During the hearing, Vaughn himself challenged the wording of the petition, arguing that the language is inaccurate and unfairly targets him alone, even though several commissioners supported the same measure. The commission, chaired by Judge Julian Ferris, is not deciding whether the recall effort should move forward politically. Instead, the members are only determining whether the petition language meets the state standards for clarity and factual accuracy before it can be presented to voters. After hearing arguments from both sides, the commission recessed to deliberate, and upon returning from that recess, the Election Commission determined that the language did not meet the requirements to be clear or factual. They told the petitioner that she can still return with the recall petition with clear and factual information, and if it is then approved, Vaughn would also be able to challenge the petition at that time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Tuesday, May the 12th of 2026. Janice Marie Cecilski, age 71, of Kindy, passed away on May the 11th of 2026. Funeral services for Janice Cecilski will be held on Friday, May the 15th at the McAlpin Gage Chapel in Kindy at 1 p.m. with burial to follow at the St. Felix Cemetery. Visitation will be on Friday, May the 15th at the McAlpin Gage Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. Memorials in Janice's name may be offered to the Kindy Food Pantry. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Linda M. Rhodes, age 75 of Bad Axe, passed away on May the 11th of 2026. A celebration of life for Linda M. Rhodes is being arranged for a later date. Memorials may be offered in Linda's name in care of Raoul. And condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.